I'm Ann Croker, writing coach, editor, friend, and co-author of the book On Being a Writer. Writing projects can feel unwieldy and overwhelming sometimes, or we get so many things going on at once, we wonder if we'll ever get it all done. It's enough to tempt a writer to just walk away from the writing life altogether some days. Sometimes we just want to plop on the couch and watch Downton Abbey instead. We'll all enjoy the show, I'm guessing, but I think we'll enjoy feeling productive even better. Instead of giving up, how can we tackle these monster projects and these mega-long lists? Where do we begin and how do we keep going? As a writer, you probably know the story from Anne Lamott's classic book on writing. It seems her brother was feeling overwhelmed by a report on birds when he was about 10 years old. He was close to tears, and his father comes over and sits down, and he says, "Bird by bird, buddy, just take it bird by bird." And I love that. You break down anything from a novel to a book report to a collection of essays to a blog series or a podcast. Break it down into smaller pieces and then just tackle it one by one. But the one thing that troubles me is that her advice doesn't really tell me what to tackle first. So I had this post-it note that stuck to my desk. It's a little sign, and I just scribbled on there, "What's the next action?" What's the next action helps me break things down, the big projects, into manageable chunks. Action steps, really, that begin with verbs. It comes from GTD, the Getting Things Done Productivity guy. His name's David Allen. And I've implemented a lot of his ideas from this whole concept. But the one takeaway from the GTD approach that has made the biggest difference in my life is that question, what's the next action? So let's just say this podcast. Let's just say in the past, I might have put on my to-do list podcast. But that's not really an action. That's just a label. It's a project. It's not really an action at all. There's no verb involved. There's nothing to do. So if I ask myself, what's the next action, the very next thing I need to do in relation to that project, that's when I start to get focus and I can start to make a really manageable list of steps I can take to get this thing done. And I can do it fairly quickly and it helps me organize myself. So if I were to ask, what's the next action? Think of ideas for the Writing Life podcast. Then what's the next action? Well, I need to pick ideas and decide on a focus. Good, what's the next action? Research the ideas, and then write the draft, and finalize the draft of what I want to say, record the podcast, edit it, write the post that goes with the podcast, then I need to upload it, and I need to publish it, and then what's the next action? I need to promote it. And so you see, with that question, I start to go step by step through each action point that will get me through to completion. It also gives me something to do so that my to-do list has me actually doing things. So yes, it can look a little overwhelming by the sheer quantity of it all. But as I move through, I begin to feel like, yes, I'm making progress in this writing life of mine. And so these days, that's how I break down just about any project, goal, or assignment and create a plan. It's how I prioritize what needs to be done next. I keep asking, what's the next action? And the most urgent and the most important tasks become clear. For a writing life that flourishes, I encourage you to ask yourself, what's the next action? Write it down and then go do it.